Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, family, and welcome to your favorite show, Intimate Moments, right here on Radio Pulpit, Channel 882 on your DSTV. This is a marriage counseling show where we make sure that you work on your marriage, you build your marriage, you know who is the source of your marriage, and we teach you, encourage you to pray for your marriage. Thank you so much for joining us, and that was a beautiful song. By Sandra Mokoka saying Ria Leboha, indeed Ria Leboha to God for making this day possible for us again. Every day is a blessing, so we thank God each and every day that we wake up and we're able to give Him praise, to give Him glory. Thank you so much. This is Intimate Moments. As I've said, my name is Amanda Makaboka. I am your host. There's a lot that we have for you tonight on Intimate Moments. Every Fridays from 10 till 12 right here on Radio Pulpit, we are here saying your marriage can work. Before we get any further, let us quickly go to a song, and I will introduce our guest for tonight. He's well known, but he's going to introduce himself and tell you what he is about. It's a pastor that I very respect so much, and God has poured a lot into his heart to equip marriage, because marriage is God's thing. Marriage is a blessing. Marriage is beautiful. So the devil is trying so hard to fight marriages out there, because he knows that God is in this thing. So God raised people like the pastor that we have tonight on our show. You're going to know him, man. There's no way you don't know him. But before we get to him, let's quickly go to a break. We're coming back just now.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on Intimate Moments. You are with me, Amanda Makaboka. Thank you so much to Umfundisi, who is on the line. We have a guest tonight on Intimate Moments, but he's not here with us. Umfundisi Umaphinda. Tatam kunjani?
Siyabulela kakhulu. Sisi Amanda, kuhle siyabonga kakhulu, ndiyabhotisa nakubaphulaphuli.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tatam. Kubantu abanga kwaziyo, can you please introduce yourself, nje? Ubaba obisi ukuthi ngubani lo sinaye namhlanje.
As a very easy yet difficult question to answer. Ngukhaya kaMaphinda olapha East London.
Mm-hmm.
But with respect to the show, I'm a marriage counselor, a marriage officer, an author of four books for now on families.
Okay.
I run marriage seminars for singles and married people. And I also run conferences. And leadership seminars around families.
Yeah.
So basically that's the role I play. I also am the founder of Family Enrichment and Restoration Institute, which houses the family ministry.
Okay.
And which is separate from the church. Because family ministry is inter and non-denominational.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's me in a nutshell, a father of three, a one girl and two boys.
I'm
married to Mama Mapita. That's my wife.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tatam. Uyintsikelelo kakhulu. Uthixo kubizile for le institution yomtshato. For elixesha kanye. Simane sikuthitshe phaa kwi-social media sithi, yho, utata, ukwazi udlula nje kwividiyo naye, funeka kumamele. Uqoma, nantoni bendiyenza, mandiva uba uthini. So uthixo kubizile, loo nto ithetha ukuthi ukugcobele for le nto, tatam.
Yes, we thank God.
Yes, amen. Lendo siqonda ukuthi hayi maske simzise ke apha nobupha eSlandani kodwa masenze indlela man. Iviwe ivakale lento nakwelicala.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. Yes,
yes, we thank God. Tatam. Masiqale phi? Siqale apha. Umtshato ingaba uminishantoni kuwe?
Well, not necessarily, says Amanda, to me, because marriage is not a man's idea.
Yes.
Marriage is God's idea.
Amen.
It is God's provision for mankind.
Amen.
Now, that is very important as a departure point. No one should claim the founding ownership yomtshato. It is God who said it is not good for a man to be alone. And I will make him a helpmate, a suitable helpmate.
Yeah.
It is God through Solomon who says he who finds a wife finds a good thing and a favor from God. So in other words, at the very mention of the word marriage, God teaches us as a founder. God features as a designer. So that is the starting point. And number two, marriage is a rare gift. Such that it is a gift that God gave to humanity, regardless of one's faith. Such that at the beginning, when he established marriage, Adam was in good standing with God.
Amen.
When Eve arrived, both were in good standing in God. But from Genesis chapter number 3, we see their fall. But their fall did not lead to the dissolution of marriage. And God did not even encourage them to part ways. What you must remain together, even if you are separated from me. This simply means umtshato ngowabantu bonke. But we are able to enjoy the best of marriage when we believe, because principles zasemtshatweni zizi principles ezisuka kuThixo. And without then one's faith in God, it becomes a struggle. That's why then Solomon came to this conclusion in Psalm 127, verse 1, where he says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. So it makes God's involvement in marriage imminent for every person.
Amen.
So that's basically my answer to that question. That I can't come with my own wisdom, with my own philosophy, with my own belief. Marriage is not man's idea. It is God's provision for humanity.
Amen.
So therefore, we must derive meaning from the founder of marriage, which is God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much for that. That amaxesha ayatshintsha. Ixesha otshate ngalo alifani nelixesha langoku. Abantu ngoku batshata ngezizathu ezahlukeneyo. Ndingabuza kuwe ukuthi when you got married, what was life like? I understand. Utata utshate for iminyaka emingaphi kanene?
We got married in 1997.
Sure.
Wow. We are approaching 30 years
now. Wow. What was life like? Because izinto ziyatshintsha, amaxesha ayatshintsha, eli xesha langoku alifani neli xesha wawukulo ngoko. What was life like when you got married?
Amanda, first, let us bring into proper perspective the difference between times and principles.
Mm-hmm. I like that, yes.
Principles do not change. Times change.
Yes.
But the approach to the implementation of principles may vary according to time.
Okay.
But it does not mean they have changed. So even for example, no one attended a soul winning. There were times apo immense evangelism was strong. So but kwamba khona is structured evangelism, individual evangelism. It is still evangelism.
Yes.
And what is fundamental with evangelism is soul winning. But the approach, the strategies, they vary according to time.
So
the principles as in Chadwick do not change. But the application of those principles may change according to
them.
For example, even before our time, you'd find that yaengu tata kupela opangela. Umama engapangeli. And there was no debate there. So the notion of the father being the provider was in the main influenced by the socio-economic arrangements of the time. Now, that's very important. Because even in terms of imithetho, why atumntu nobungumongikazi akutshata funeka resign ayohlala ekhaya. Because you were not allowed. So the system of the time only permitted a man to work and a woman to raise children at home. That is why even back then,
Yes.
Eyayibangela into yoba umntu ade afele emzini ebulawa ngumyeni. Uba esithi ekhaya I will not be allowed if I go back home.
Sure.
Yayisenzeka loo nto ngelo xesha. Even when you look at indlela yothando lwakudala nendlela yothando lwangoku yayingafani. There were no wedding anniversaries kuqala. Because, and abantu babengayikhumbuli nalo date yokutshata nini. There were no Valentines there. Into the flowers, into your dating, into your out,
zazingekho.
Yet marriages were strong.
Oh, wow.
Ngokwelo xesha. So the point that I'm trying to say is that the fundamental principles of marriage have not and should not change.
Mm,
and where do we find those principles? We find them in the main from Genesis chapter number 2, verses 21, 23, 24, 25.
Okay.
Xa evuka uAdam, uthi now this is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. The word now means going forward, henceforth. Into ethetha ukuthi uyazixelela into yoba ngoku nditshatile. Nguye who is drawing a line. Ngoku ngathi uthi izinto zitshintshile ngoku. Akuzufana nakuqala. And the principle we can learn from now, therefore, yethi once you tie the knot, it means ungena kwisigaba esitsha sobomi. Hence then, a man becomes a husband. A woman becomes a wife.
Amen.
That is not born out of having children. That is born out of getting married.
Amen.
Now you can be a father or a mother outside marriage, but you cannot be a husband outside marriage.
Amen.
You cannot be a wife outside marriage.
Amen.
So that simply means once you get married, that there is a fundamental change in your status. You become a man who has now become a husband. You are a man who has become a husband. You are a woman who has become a wife. You are a husband because of the wife.
Amen.
You are a wife because of the husband. And this person, the scripture goes on to say, is the bone of your bones, the flesh of your flesh. In other words, Lomtungoko is part and parcel of you.
Amen.
Nothing separates you.
Amen.
And then go verse 25, it is therefore, and 25, a man shall leave, verse 25, in order to live, and the two shall become one.
Amen.
That verse 25 is born out of verse 23, followed by verse 24.
Amen.
Those fundamental founding principles of marriage should not change over the passage of time. They should remain the same.
Amen.
Even back then, there has never been a room for infidelity. Even in our time,
yes,
infidelity is not allowed, regardless of one's faith. Longer kholwayo uba ngumsindo. Ba ngumsindo xa ekhayixazela ngumlingane wakhe. Abayamkeli bathi, I understand, baby. Because sibetha kungakholwa le nto sibane sikhayixazelana sobabini. No. Bamalizwabethu lo msindo. In other words, they do not rise up on the basis of infidelity being sin. They rise on the basis of infidelity being not allowed in marriage. Is it? Then umuntu okholwayo yena uzoza noba sisona osezonweni uthi andikhathali into endiyaziyo mna. Ukrexezwa aluvumelekanga emtshatweni. So which means ke ngoku ke the principles of marriage do not change with time.
Amen.
But responsibilities, they change because they are informed by socio-economic conditions of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, Mandung Nikele, a question before we break the dam. Why do people get married? What is the purpose of marriage?
Now, the issue there is that marriage is a choice.
Yes.
In other words, it is like uyeso. Uyeso. Uyamkhetha noxa esisipho solungu lonke. Now, marriage is a choice, which means marriage is never imposed. That's why if you read from Mark 10 and from verse 10 downwards, Matthew 19, xa uYesu exoxa the subject of divorce. Atamanye, they do not marry because of conditions. Abanye because of choice.
Okay.
Now, why is that important to marry? Important to know. It's simply because then it presupposes noba a reason or the motive behind for getting married should depend on.
Okay. Yes.
The men who are divorced, no matter how city we are charged. Number one, what are you aiming for? What do you want to achieve? You don't let anyone upgrade you. Ongo na go ifumana, mchat ngapande ngoba we are charged. What would you wish this marriage to deliver on? So that then we are able to sit back and say, given the fundamental principles of marriage, lengo oyithathelayo ayidingi udebe uyatshata. Yinto yakho. Umzekelo, awuna utshatela ukuze uimprove i-low self-esteem. That's a personal responsibility. Deal with your low self-esteem and inferiority challenges. I don't know chatela kuba utigwe indlala. Work hard.
Yes.
So that this is important for me to raise. Because when God brought Eve to the life of Adam, number one, Adam was in good standing with God. Any afternoon fellowships on a daily basis with God. Adam was working hard, looking after the garden of Eden. Adam had the heart of God and the mind of God. And God put him to a test on that. Ngoba a parent is lwanyana athi esilwanyana Adam indone athi uAdam esiligamalazo kuyothwa into ethile athi uThixo well done. Yeah, but in other words, kwaku test level of maturity.
Yes.
Level of maturity, responsibility, intimacy with God of fellowship.
Sure.
He was not lonely.
Yeah.
Though alone in the garden of Eden.
Amen.
Why not to go? Now that simply means we must be careful, not every reason that people advance for getting married is necessarily a marriage or a marital reason.
Okay.
Yes. That is why they go abang abang of mass over class lechati. It indo noka ibi indo a wish umchatwa kind of money it upend. Kuba yena lento a possibility. Uye it has been a must.
Okay.
So first of all, its shortcomings as mchatweni, they lead to the dissolution of marriage. Which is not supposed to be the case. So that is why, therefore, I want to leave it open to say every individual must not commit himself or herself to marriage for things that are not marriage related.
Okay.
Now, then the issue is, how will you know that this is marriage related?
Mm-hmm.
You will only know when you advance to me a definition of marriage.
Okay.
You need to define for me the meaning of marriage.
Hmm.
And I'm going to see whether you have a cultural definition.
Okay.
You have a religious definition.
Okay.
You have a biblical definition.
Hmm. Wow.
But I will subject your definition to the Bible and begin to say, no, this is how you wish marriage to be, but this is not how marriage is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that becomes very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have not given you a direct answer, purposefully so. That's why then, unless we can discuss about it, because when we look at the design at a broader level of marriage, marriage is a heterosexual union.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, that's the design, a biblical design.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a heterosexual union.
Mm.
It is a union between a male and a female.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the purpose of this? One is for procreation.
Okay.
It is one of the purposes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But number two is to be an exhibition of a relationship between Christ and the church. To be a reminder of who Christ is to the church and what the church should be to Christ.
Okay.
So it should be a living example for a relationship between Christ and the church.
Okay, all right.
Number three, umchato is the only way in which a man should be so fulfilled by having a woman such that akwazi kuba ne insight to God's mind about the creation of Eve. In other words, abe fulfilled ngendlela apho bengenakwazi on his own to be fulfilled. Or through his family, I have fulfilled the guy. A woman is the kind of fulfillment the mind and the heart of God for not letting Adam remain the only human being on earth. In other words, immense at the behold and enjoy the beauty of the presence of a woman in the life of a man and vice versa.
Okay.
So that's why the Bible says, a man, he who finds a wife, one, finds a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, has obtained favor from God. Has obtained. So biblically, when every man when seeing his wife, should be able to say, this is a favor obtained from God.
Mm.
And that means the wife should rise up to a point where I'm a favor from God that has been delivered to a man.
All right. Okay. Good.
So that's a goal.
Wow.
So that's basically at a high level. That's the purpose. because a man, a husband to a wife dreams what the brothers cannot do.
Amen.
To a sister, what a sister cannot do to the brother, what parents cannot do to their children. So it only happens through umchato. And umchato, when you were, awabi your contract, biblically, but a covenant.
Man.
Something that is not supposed to be broken.
Man.
But in terms of the laws, it is a contract. Because laws are based on rights of individuals.
Yes.
But the Bible is not based on rights, but on God's will.
Amen.
So not everything that is a right is necessarily biblically correct before God.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yo, masibalekisiye. And thank you, Sweli, that we are coming back. Wow. Wow. Ingathi ngingathula ndikumamele xa uthethe. Ndingakuphazamisi. Kodwa masibalekisiye evenkileni. We are coming back just now.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
That was Tasha Cobbs saying, break every chain right here on Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Magabuga. We are with Pastor Mapenda Utadam. Oh, wow. All the way from East London. Dada, you are the first one to get here, also Eastern Cape. This is the first interview, telephonic interview.
Thank you very much. What an honor. What an honor for me. I hope one day I will make time and just pass by.
Yes.
Your studio.
Yes, yes, please, we'd love that. Even if ulapha Pretoria for other reasons, but usazise, we'll make time and say that mizuzwana nje yakho man, please.
I'll note that.
All right. Thank you so much, Dam. Siphuma kwinjongo yomtshato. Ah, there's a lot oyiphathileyo phana, and we are learning a lot. Indlela nje ozicacisa ngayo izinto zizi different, man. Zenza ukuthi ngasikuthi cwaka and just listen, take your notebook, write down. Uyayibona la nto. Kuyacaca ukuthi nyani uyi author.
Still trying, not there yet.
Thank God, Tatam, you are going there. Thank you so much. All right. Now, siyaqhubekeka, Tatam. Klomba yomtshato. What is the role of a husband?
Okala. Sis Amanda,
please.
A role is often influenced by many things. One of those is socioeconomic conditions.
Okay.
If, for an example, here ngukosikazi ophangelayo.
Okay.
Utata akaphangeli. And they are fine with that. Surely that setup is not going to prevail in an environment where ingutata ophangelayo umama engaphangeli. Bephangela bobabili.
Yeah.
Bengaphangeli bobabili.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is very important as a starting point, that the role play, the role definition in marital context is dependent upon socioeconomic conditions. That's secondly linked to that. Ifana ne contribution. You don't necessarily contribute more because you are a man.
Okay.
You contribute on the basis of the strength of your income.
Okay.
This is again important to note, because we struggle as men to enjoy our marriage where your wife earns much more higher than you. Because we attribute manhood, authority, yakonda, we income. And yet, akona amakaya of Masndoba, the wife is the CEO of a company.
Yes.
And Utata is earning peanuts compared to. But it is not the salary earning that determines the status Utata.
Amen.
What determines the status is marriage.
Amen.
So that is important. The second thing we must deal with is that marriage is never structured in a hierarchical manner.
True.
That's not. Now I will make a man a suitable helpmate. Not a junior. There are no seniority levels in marriage. You are partners. But there is a variation in role play. And the roles are determined by yourselves. Because uma ngaba apha unkosikazi uphangela umsebenzi omtravelishisayo, utata owakhe is a very stable job. From home, 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock, back home. So it was not sugar up. Because utata is more available than umama. So akazukwazi ukuthi utata andinokwazi ukusupervisor into yoba abantwana batyile, abantwana bahlambile, abantwana balele, and all of that. Kube sithi umsebenzi kamama. But umama kakho, iparent ekhona ngutata.
Mm-hmm.
So now, that is important. So in Obangama, a role play is determined by socio-economic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is important.
Mm.
If I earn more than you, it means I will contribute with household chores or responsibilities. Ngokwe earnings zam.
Amen.
Not ngokwe status. Ngokwe gender.
Yes, yes.
So now that is important. So the other thing that we must always note is that men must not use materialistic position as a determinant of their manhood. You are not a husband because of what you have. You are a husband because you are married.
Amen.
Now, you are not a wife because of what you bring to the table. You are a wife because you are married. Now, that is important. Ukwenzela uba xa sithetha nge-role play ingabikho based kwi-misconception. It must be based kwi-original design. Because umzekelo phaa eGarden of Eden zange kubekho confusion. Wafika uAdam wangena kwisiko lalapha uba kwenziwani. Evangel, whereas and I. There was no role confusion.
Yes.
Now, because asina utige tina sivele sifuna replicator la kati ase ete.
Yes.
Sine le kati zetu. Of course, but eyapi ete ni se zlali. Eyo mise lokshi. Eyo mise dolopi. We are called a njalonjal. So that's why we say the socio-economic, again, not cultural, socio-economic, not religious. Because kasi vumela I cultural conditions, I religious, we are called a this one frustrator a role play.
Okay.
This is a
genuine.
We have midweek service. Tonton, how in daughter? We are provider. How we are providing our daughter? Gap in the retrenching when sedentary. Ufe had who retrench. Uba a seat. Lema lebendi neti sangayo apekaya. I do bako. What will be the impact, absence of this salary, of my contribution? We livelihood, Ngaba, une betting, you are a failure, you are not a man. It can't be like that. We have a, because now, ito bangel doba, call. Umama kaisiza ne ideas. Either utata ati yenza kaloku mna ndinamala ndizothetha. Ndizinando jafuleni.
Yes. Yes.
Ade ukonkaz engena issue ngalondo because you understand uba. Well, you retrenchiwe and that thing can happen to anyone.
Yes, yes.
Omnye afike ngoku abe nothuku ati makuvalwe account. Mayibe nge account. Imali yakho mayingene kule account yami salary. amakhadi makabe lapha kum.
Sure.
Na ukuzama ukumanage le psychological problem le pressure eshuka ngaphandle.
Yes.
Ave athi omnye uba awuzinanto ukhala kakubi unkosikazi.
Oh Nkosi ya.
No. What determines your status as a man is marriage. It's not your salary. As a matter of fact, bangapi otata kwa kuchata kwabo ba negotiate kwa kulobola. Umuntu akwathwa hayi ke kuba at least umenzele 60% esingabe sikukhululela. Now it means lo muntu in reality khange approve without any shadow of doubt. Iloba ngaba angakwazi ukumelana nendleko zasemtshatweni. Uye wadomboza. But kweli cala ufuna ukuzenza into afeyilileyo kwakwi-negotiation encediswa nakwezo negotiation. So we are not being realistic, we are not being honest.
Good.
So to me, those things must be taken care of.
Okay.
Window your room.
Wow.
We can't have a size fits all.
I get you.
Not at all.
I get you.
Our role, one, must be informed by the needs. Two, by the competency, the ability, our expertise. Three, by our availability. Four, by our passion.
Sure.
It is one, there must be a need. Our role must be a response to household needs. Two, competency. You masinga kunikeze I role ongenabulumko nabuchule bayo. Three, availability. Masunikeze I role ofumanekayo kuyo. Four, passion. Masinga ku ainisi sis Amanda. Ungenamdla woku aina ungakuthandi ku aina usise impahla abe utata eyithandi into ku aina uatata maka aina kunoba okumuqumbile apha because uzawu aina aphinde utata thula impahla zakhe aze ayine because ulichule uyayithanda iawuni yeke ayoni wena if nawe awuyithandi iwashing awuyithandi ioning nomyeni wakho akanaxesha uxakekile iwashing machine bekumntu ozozoayina nimnikeze imali. That's how you must manage role play in marriage. Akufunekanga sithi xa sisithi ngumsebenzi wenkosikazi lo ngumsebenzi wotata ekhaya lo sithetha apho nge-lead role. Si-figurative. Sizama ukuthi you must lead, you must call shots on this aspect.
Yes.
Whether you do it by yourself or you source someone to do it. But play a lead role. So I will play a supportive role.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, law or aina yo, or aina latina song, but I got to supervise what it is about.
Yes.
My guy does, but a reporter.
Wow. Sure.
That's a lead role.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Let us quickly go to a song that so we're going to continue after it by Percy Mtunzi saying Every Day.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.